we prepare tonight, I want to jump off in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 17. I'm going to read this from the NIV version. And tonight we're going to be talking about mental clarity. Somebody say mental clarity. And I have a couple of friends in the house tonight, so I told them, I said, you know, I usually come up here to teach, but I think I'm going to have to show out just a little bit for my coworkers, amen? And they go back and tell the people at work, he done showed out. Are y'all ready? All right, here we go. That's the King James. I'm going to read it out of the NIV. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord, there is... This version says liberty, but the version in the NIV says freedom. It says so, and where now the Lord is the Spirit. Who is the Spirit? Who is the Spirit? Who is the Spirit? So, you know, I just want to just tell you right now that you just don't have the Holy Spirit in you. You also have the Lord in you. Can I tell you that, matter of fact, you don't just have the Lord in you. You got God in you. Can I tell you that God didn't just give you a piece of him, he gave you all of him. Look at your neighbor. I say, I got all of God and all of me. See, because we just think that all we have is just the Holy Spirit. But God didn't break you off a piece. God gave you all of him. See, when he breathed in you, the breath of life, he took everything that was in him and blew it into you. Look at your hands. These are God-filled hands. God may be in three persons, but he's one person in you. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is, I'm going to use the NIV version first, freedom. And how many people has the Spirit of the Lord in them? Okay. If you are saved, sanctified, you should be filled with the Holy Ghost. And this is what I want to tell you. If the Holy Spirit, if the Lord is in you, if God is in you, you are free, baby. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm free, I'm free. Oh, come on. Free, free, free. Free, free, free. Free, free, free. Liberty means to be liberated. In order to be free, you must first be liberated. In other words, I see a whole lot of black folk up in here, so I know you understand about liberation. Because before slaves could be free, they had to first be liberated. Do y'all hear me? So freedom comes after liberation. And see, what happens is God has set you free because he first liberated you. He delivered you out of darkness and transferred you into the marvelous light. Thank you for that enthusiasm for those that are in the marvelous light. So now I've been liberated where at one time I was bound by the things of the world, but God liberated me and set me free. Somebody say, set me free. All right, let's go to John 8 and 31. And 32, it's going to be up on the board for you. And I love what this says. Y'all ready? Here we go. It says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I've got a whole bunch of scriptures for you because I don't just tell you. I'm going to let the Lord tell you. So when you get mad, don't get mad at me. Get mad at the word. Y'all hear me? He says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Verse number 32. And you shall know the truth. And what? And the truth shall do what? And the truth shall do what? Well, can I tell you that when you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, he liberated you and set you free. But now I got to get in the word and learn the truth because the truth makes me free. And the problem with Christianity is so many of us have been set free. But not made free. Still enslaved to the things of the world. Still enslaved. Come on, somebody. The Spirit of the Lord sets you free, but knowing the truth makes you free. Could it be that some of us have been set free and not made free? The chains are off. The prison door is open. But mentally, I'm still incarcerated. I'm still locked up in my mind because I still have the old stinking thinking. I still think like in the world. See, I'm saved, but I still think wrong. And this is mental clarity, right? The chains are off, but yet I'm still locked up. Because you ever see the people that ever been to prison? Don't raise your hand. The people that's ever been to prison, they get out and they realize this ain't. It's easier in there than it is out here. So what they do is they commit another crime so that they can go back in there. Because even though I'm free, I'm not free. Because once we're institutionalized, could it be that a lot of us are institutionalized? Could it be even in church we're institutionalized? Mama trained you well, daddy trained you well, grandpa trained you well. And so now I have a thought pattern of how church should be. And if church don't line up to the way that I have always had it, now I'm bound up in my mind and I can't praise God. Because I have a thought that this is the way that things go. Could it be that sometimes in our life we think that everything is supposed to go the way that it always been? Can I tell you? That's why he says, behold, I'm doing a new thing. Have you not noticed? What that means is it's already started. You in the midst of something new, but can't handle nothing new because you're still locked up in the old. Somebody say, I'm caught up in them old things. I like what a great poet said at one time. He says, my mind is playing tricks on me. Do, 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 do. I done took y'all back on that one. Couple young folks that they don't know what that is. My mind's playing tricks on me because emotionally I'm still in bondage. How do I know emotionally you're still in bondage? Because every time you just get in your feelings about everything. See, when you're free, then people could tell you stuff and it won't move you. Do you hear me? But when I watch this, I'm saved, but I just gotta tell you. No, you didn't have to tell me nothing. It's the quiet, still. That's who wins over. Love conquers. Yeah, but you just had to tell him. Don't look at the person next to you. I just had to say what I had to say. No, you didn't, because if you was free, then it wouldn't have bothered you to the point where you was worshiping one minute and then cussing them out in the next. If you're free. Now, don't look at your spouse and be, you know, bump them and stuff like that. Just know they ain't free yet. They still tied up. No peace. No joy. See, a person that's not free can't have no peace. Why? Because everything bothers them. Now, when you have peace, peace makes you whole. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Watch, when you're in peace, the peace that passes all understanding, stuff don't bother you. But if you ain't in perfect peace, then you're going to give somebody a peace. Yeah, you're going to get a piece of my mouth. Going to get a piece of my opinion. Because I'm not free. And you mess around and get a piece of these hands. Do you hear me in this place? Because I'm still in bondage. And you know, I always hear Christians say, I had to lay down my Christianity. If you had to lay down your Christianity, then that means you ain't free. You still caught up in street stuff. Now, you didn't have to do all that. Now, watch this. You didn't have to show all the way out. You hear me? See, people that are not free show out. Because they can't control themselves. The scripture says the fruit of the Spirit is love. It starts off with love, right? But it ends with self-control. Can I tell you, if you can't control yourself, you ain't producing no fruit. And the last time I checked, how I know you is by your fruit. I don't know you by, because you told me. You could be lying. Y'all didn't know Christians lie. I'm telling the truth. Christians lie. How you doing, sis? Blessed and highly favored. No, you're broke, busted, and disgusted. No peace, no joy, no happiness. We've been on a series and we've been talking about the joy thief. And you know what the joy thief, that's why the writer says, he says, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Why? Because I don't enjoy. Some of us don't enjoy being a Christian. But it says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I should have the freedom to be able to walk around and things not bother me. Why? Because I'm from another dispensation. See, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. So the world don't bother me. I don't get caught up on worldly things. I get caught up on heavenly things. Oh, that's about four or five people. See, because then you're going to go back and you're going to be like, this bill is due. I don't have a bill. God got a bill. I know your pastor been teaching you about that. Free but still tied up, tangled up. Free but still wrapped up with something that's got a hold on you. I have been set free, but I've never put in the work to be made free. And that's where most Christians are. They done came up and they done got set free because they accepted Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. But they go back, they don't pray, they don't read. Some people only pray when it's time to eat. And some people only pray when they up here in front of everybody to make people think that they pray. We know you ain't been praying. When they get the microphone, then they shanda da 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 busata, y'all. You ain't Shonda, drive a Honda all week. But when it's time to eat, Lord bless this food. That's a, some of us, that's the only prayer we done said all month. Lord bless this food for we. Because I don't want to put in any work to be made free. See, I'm comfortable being disgruntled. This is mental health, right? God wants us to experience freedom. Watch this, spiritually, physically, and mentally. Mental freedom is to be free from distractions. See, when I have mental freedom, I'm free from the distractions. Because can I tell you that everything that is coming against you is to distract you? There's some people in here right now that if you take five more steps, you're going to make it. But the distraction has been so hard. You just, every time I take three steps, I get knocked two steps back. Well, keep stepping. Distractions are there to mess with your mind. I remember I was in Korea, and I had got there, and man, my doggone section, them boys was running up that doggone hill, and I was like, ooh-wee, I got to go on my off time so I can run up this hill, so when I get with them, I can make it up the hill. So I'm running up the hill, and I get all the way up to this part, and there's this big old dog on this porch. Now, I ain't never been all the way to the top. But this big old dog, and that dog, roo, 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 roo. And I was like, oh, Lord. And so I kind of slowed down. walked a little bit, but they told me there was a school at the top of the mountain. But I was like, I want to see the school. And so what I did was I got past the dog. As soon as I got past the dog, boom, there was the school. Can I tell you that you're closer to your destination? But the distraction. If I'd have let that dog distract me, I'd have never got to the place that I was supposed to go to. And some of us in this room, don't let distraction stop you from, listen, there's some preachers in this place. Don't let the church members distract you. Don't let the little numbers distract you. Don't let the little offering distract you. Stay on task. Yes, sir. That's good. Yeah. 'Cause it's just there to mess with your mind. Husband and wife, don't let that crazy stuff distract you. Because what it wants, you're supposed to be one, becoming one. And what happens is the distractions is there to now get you mad about the money, get you mad about the kids, get you. Listen, if you in peace and you in freedom, ain't no sense in getting mad about nothing. Because the last time I checked, all things work out for the good. Do you love the Lord in this place? All things. Somebody say all things. You got to put your hand on your chest and say, it don't matter how bad it looks. It don't matter how bad it get. I don't care what distraction come my way. And if another dog jump up, I'm going to keep on pushing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I won't be distracted. Somebody say, I won't be distracted. Because God wants me to experience this freedom. It's mental freedom. It allows you to be free from guilt. The guilt of what you done did. Now, you know you done did something. And what ends up happening is, you know when that guilt comes up? That guilt comes up when you least expect it. And that's what happened. That's how it plays tricks on your mind. This is free from everything that would cloud your mind. Do you know, let me tell you, can I help the brothers out just a little bit? See, when your mind continues to remember all the things that you went through, this is what happens. It begins to cloud your thinking. And you automatically say, we go on automatic pilot and begin to think the way, we can't think the way Christ wants us to think because we switch back to automatic pilot. We just flip right on back. And so some things will bother you the whole time. It's just like this. There's a woman that gets molested, right? And the molestation does not bother her at all until she gets married. And then she gets married, and every time the husband now want to touch on her.
Come on, sir.
Come on. The memory of that thing begins to consume them. And what happens is now it's not I don't love you. It's that my mind is playing tricks on me. 1 Corinthians 14:33. It sets me free from confusion. I'm going to read this out of the New King James Version. For God is not the author of. He's not the author of. He's not the author of. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Listen, and his peace is one piece, not a bunch of pieces. Do you hear me? His peace is wholeness. His peace is completeness. Confusion affects your ability to think clearly. That's why God is not the author of confusion. In other words, he's not the one trying to trick you. He's not the one trying to take you back. You know, sometimes we say, well, you know, God had to bring that back to my remembrance. No, he didn't. Therefore, now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. He ain't condemning you. If you are confused and you are being condemned and you are sitting in guilt, you are not free. Watch this. And then it'll make you not free to worship. You're not free to love. Y'all hear me in this place? See, because when I'm in bondage, I do bondage things. I got to survive in lockup. And that's the problem. Another thing with us is we go in survival mode instead of God mode. See, there's a place that when you walk with God, right? It's just like my man, he said, Enoch walked with God till he was no more. See, when you walk with God, you know, you don't even realize, hey, the time. We've been walking. Man, I've been with God. Moses, my man went up to heaven, went up to the mountain, and he was up there 40 days. Didn't feel like he was up there but a couple hours. Because we get lost in God's presence. That's why the scripture says, walk in the spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And see, here it is. I started off walking in the spirit until I got distracted. I started off walking in the spirit until I started feeling guilty. I started off walking in the spirit until I started feeling shame. Confusion affects your ability to think clearly. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. I'm going to read this out of the New King James Bible also. Y'all ready? Y'all know this one. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a what? A sound mind is mental clarity. Can I read it like this? He didn't give me the spirit of fear. See, so what he gave me had no fear in it. What he gave me, when he breathed the breath of life in me, he breathed love. Do y'all see that? Because that's when he gave it to you. Love, power, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has. Come on, we got some Bible people up in here with power. You know what the power does? The power keeps you free. We walk around talking about, I got the power of God in me. Use it. Use it to keep you free. So my sound mind allows me to have mental clarity. It allows me to see things clearly. He gave me the ability to see things. Watch this. He gave me the power to remove the fog, to remove the cloudiness, to fight off the distraction. You know how we do that? We said the other scripture, think on these things. Whenever it starts to happen, whenever you, see, you know yourself. You know what triggers you. Uh-huh. And when it triggers you and you turn your head, begin to think on these things. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are of a good report. Think on these things. And the problem is, when I'm not free, I got some other things flying through my mind. Some bad words. Sometimes they may not cuss you out with the words, but they heard it in their head. But mess around and keep pushing that button, you're going to hear what they're thinking. But we have been given the mind of Christ for mental clarity. Somebody say, I have the mind of Christ for mental clarity. 1 Corinthians 2 and 16. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. Ooh-wee. Because I like how this reads. Is that all right? Amen. For who has known the mind and the purposes of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and his purposes. Ooh-wee. Y'all see right here, but we have the what? Who has the mind of Christ? All right, so here we go. We're going to kick over a sacred cow. My people already heard this about 15 times, but we're going to kick over a sacred cow. Y'all ready, cow tip? In the Old Testament, this is what it says. He says, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are so much higher. Your thoughts are so much higher. See, that's because they didn't have the Holy Spirit on the inside of them. They just knew God when he showed up. They didn't even know him as God. They just knew him as Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sikkenu. They knew him by names or by attributes, but they didn't know him by Father. They didn't know him by Deliverer. They didn't know what the Holy Spirit was. And so the Holy Spirit would have to come upon them in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit will come within you. So now that the Holy Spirit is in you, that means that the mind of the Spirit is also in me. So this is a true statement, but we have the mind of Christ. So in other words, what he's saying is in the Old Testament, they had no clue. But in the New, that's why the writer had to say, teach me your ways. Show me your ways. But in the New Testament, I don't have to wait till the Holy Spirit show up because the Holy Spirit in me. Well, there's about five of y'all that probably understood what I just said. The Holy Spirit is in you. So therefore, if I have the mind of Christ, ooh, this is going to sound crazy, I can think like Christ. That's why the scripture says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives freely. And he in you. Hey, God, I need wisdom. We don't have to give a father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Nah. Somebody say, because I have access. Let me say that again. You have access to the mind of Christ. There should be no reason for you not to be able to know what God knows. Okay, yeah, that's it. That's practice. He's talking crazy. But we have what? Why did he give you the mind of Christ? He didn't give it to you just to say he gave you something. He gave you the mind of Christ so you can use it in every ungodly situation. You can use it in every godly situation. That's why I say no situation, no circumstance is too hard for me to handle. Why? Because I have the mind of Christ. He gives me wisdom. He gives me understanding. He gives me guidance. He shows me what I need to see before I even get there. And somebody in this house tonight, I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through, what you need to do is tap into what you already have. Don't call your mama them. Don't call your girlfriend them. Don't call your cousin them. Watch you when you have to get on the phone. He in you. Tap him in. You have access. Matter of fact, can I tell you? You have unlimited access. He live in your house. Can I tell you? You live in his house because you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I got the mind of Christ. He says, I know the plans and the thoughts that I have towards you. I don't have to go ask nobody. I just ask him. Yes, that's right. Do y'all hear me in this house? Yes, sir. Wow. The Old Testament, they didn't know God. They didn't know the Holy Spirit. My man Moses his face was shine. When he came out of the presence of God, he had to put a bag on his head because he was in the presence of God and the glory of God will reflect on him. And then what he would do is he would go out to the congregation with the bag on his head and everybody knew that he was in the presence of God. And eventually the shine would wear off. But he would still put the bag on his head and go out in the congregation like he'd been in the presence of God. And see, that's the problem with us. We walking around like we've been in the presence of God. No, yet. Once again, you ain't prayed, but over your lunch. We are saved in spirit, but the flesh still dealing with some residue of our past. Somebody say residue. Residue are memories we are held on to in our mind. See, we held on to unforgiveness, so I'm in bondage to the memory of something that happened to me 30 years ago. Right. And I can't shake what's going on with me 30 years ago because every time, watch this, I take two steps forward, guess what happens? I remember that thing. Uh-huh. But Can I tell you that when the Spirit of God has set you free in your mind and you have spiritual clarity, then that thing won't have authority over you anymore. Can I tell you, I ain't say forget about what happened.
That's right.
Because you got to know what happened so that you don't find yourself in that situation again.
Amen.
You know how I could tell when you ain't forgave somebody? Because when they walk in the room, you know, you, ha, ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. This Negro here. Your whole face changed. Your whole demeanor changed. And if you got to go through all that, baby, you ain't free. We held on to relationship issues. So I treat you the way I treat you because of the residue from my past relationship. Oh, yeah. Don't look at nobody next to you. And so some of us are being punished for something that happened to you by somebody else. Can I tell you, baby, I ain't that person. That's not me. I love you. I'm trying to love on you. I'm trying to do right by you. And all of a sudden I said something and you remember somebody 4 relationships ago that said that. That's why we shouldn't be dibbling dabbling with a whole bunch of people. We got soul ties with people right now that got us all wrapped up, tied up, tangled up right now. Don't look at you. Don't look at nobody next to you. I know when you remember somebody when that song come on. Boy, that was Shanquita right there. Boy, we was dancing all night long. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Now you're looking at your spouse like. Because y'all ain't got no song. Y'all hear me? Y'all see that? Y'all see that TikTok where it say, "Have you ever been over a lady's house and she make you another man's sandwich?"
Wow.
Y'all ain't seen that one?
No.
The man sitting on the sofa, and the lady bring him a sandwich, and he start eating the sandwich, and he's like, "Ooh, this sandwich is good." And then in the background, it says, have you ever been somewhere and your girl give you another man's sandwich? You ain't told her what to put on there.
Wow.
You ain't told her whether you like mayonnaise. You ain't tell her. So what she did was she used to make somebody else this sandwich.
Wow.
Because they still soul tied to the last person. They ain't even got your input. How do I know that you haven't been made free? All I have to do is listen to you talk. Because out of the abundance of the heart, can I tell you, your mouth gonna tell it all. You stay around them long enough, they gonna tell you. Pastor, when we used to be, you know, you just work 9 to 5 in the motor pool, right? You just see them in the motor pool every day. Okay, ha, 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 ha. Then you mess around and deploy with them, and you see them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Boy, you learn a whole lot about people. And you be up there like, my God, man, I thought you was a Christian. Christians don't tell stories like that. Do y'all hear me? All I got to do is just listen to you talk. Your mouth will tell it all. They did an experiment on the elephant. What they did was they chained the elephant up for 6 months to this post. And then he got so used to being chained up that when they removed the chain, he still never left the area. He knew how far he could go based upon the chain. And when the chain would pull him, he would come back and get in the middle. And so they took the chain off, but he was so used to being chained that once he got so far out, his mind brought him back to the middle. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? What had him chained also had him trained. Can I tell you, what has you chained also has you trained. No, that's just the way I am. No, you trained to be that way. Many of us are dealing with trained behaviors. Where did you get that from? Did you get it from? See, because I watched my mama. I watched my daddy. And so if my daddy trained me to be a man, but my daddy wasn't really a good man. See, because back when I came up, you know what daddy did? Daddy, all daddy did was go work and bring the money home. So I think I'm trained now that a man is just supposed to make some money and bring the money home. Then go drink all night. Stay out all night. Come home. And when they say, where you been? Now it's an argument. Y'all won't fight. And so if you're a young lady, you think that's how a man is supposed to act. So what ends up happening now is I get in a relationship, and I'm looking for you to go out and get drunk and be gone, and I'm looking for arguments every day because my mom and daddy argued every day. It's trained you. You was trained to be crazy. You didn't just show up crazy. Can I tell you that? You was trained. Okay. Y'all don't believe you was trained? When a baby is a baby, you got to do what? Train them. And you train them based upon however they need to be trained. Do you hear me? So many of us are dealing with trained behavior. You learned how to be poor. You know what they say? You can take them out the hood, but you can't take the hood out of them. Because I was trained hood. And was a hood rat. Come on, somebody. In other words, that person was liberated from the hood, but still was bound by the effects of the hood. And that's how some of us are even right now. We're in a place that we make more money than we ever made. We live better than we ever lived. We drive better than my mama and them drove. Man, I grew up in a shotgun house, 9 people in it, 1 bathroom. You hear me? We're doing way better. But I still have residue. My memories are holding me hostage. I'm wrapped up and tied up. I'm tangled up. I'm twisted up with memories. You know what PTSD is for all those soldiers that's in here? Memories. Just dealing with memories. So how do I get rid of the residue? The Bible says that we are clean by the washing of the water of the word. Because see, residue is something that's just stuck on you. Come on, don't play with me today. When you have a residue of something, right? When you have a residue of funk, it's a film that sticks on you. And that's what's going on in our mind. We have a film that's stuck on you. And how do you get it off? You got to wash it with the word. Somebody say, clean me with the word. Wash me whiter than snow. When I know the word, it makes me free from all the lies of the devil. So somebody say, I need the word. I need to know the word. 2 Corinthians 10, verse number 4. I'm going to read 4 through 6. And this is our scripture for the meeting. And this is what it says: for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God. Somebody say, in God. For the pulling down of strongholds. And let me stop right there, take a TV timeout. Now, strongholds are pulled down because they have elevated themselves higher than the position of God. See, we keep thinking that a stronghold is something that has my body wrapped. A stronghold is something that has your mind. Since the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down. Somebody say the pulling down. This one says casting down, but it's the same thing. Casting down of what? Imaginations. In other words, there's a movie playing in your mind. That's your imagination. You know, when you imagine something, you see a whole movie. That's why Jesus said, he said, man, if you just think about being with that woman. Why? Because you saw the whole movie. The whole movie just played off in your mind. That's because that's when our mind and we ain't set free, that residue will play a whole movie for you. So, girl, he sure do look good. And then you just go off in another place. Jesus, that was a movie there. That's what imagination is. The imagination is a movie playing on your mind. Do you hear that? It says now. It says, let me read it from up here. Casting down imaginations and every what? High thing. High thing, why? What is a high thing? The high thing is the thing that you've placed above God. Last time I checked, that's why Lucifer got kicked out of heaven, because he was trying to exalt himself in a higher position than God. And that's why this Bible tells us that return to your first love, because when you make God second, that means you put something higher than him. Do you hear me in this house? And so now watch this. Now I have to take that imagination. I got to take that movie that's playing in my mind. I got to take that thing that's in my mind that I've exalted higher than God. And I got to pull it down. And then once I pull it down, then I got to cast it down. So I got to pull it down and cast it down. Come on, I got to pull it down and cast it down. Why? Because I'm free, but I have to make sure that I keep my freedom. I can't let residue run my life. Casting down imaginations in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. See, what it done is it's exalted itself higher than what I know about God. When you let sickness exalt itself higher, when you let addictions exalt itself higher than God, then God can't do nothing with the sickness. God can't do nothing with the addiction. He has to be higher. Casting down, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity. Do you see that? Every what? Every what? Every what? The stronghold is your thoughts. That's what it is. Because watch this. I have to first think it before I can react to it. My thoughts govern my reactions. What movie is playing on the canvas of your mind? Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the what? To the obedience of Christ. And having in, a readiness to revenge all what? Okay, let me read to what it says in here. It says, And this version says, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. See, the problem is we don't punish disobedience. That word revenge in here, it says punish. We don't punish disobedience. We give it a pass. We give the bad things that we do a pass. We make an excuse. Well, that's just how they are. That's how I've always been. So disobedience gets a pass instead of being punished. We just put it on time out. We put our bad actions on timeout. Somebody say, put it on timeout for a few minutes. Do you know when you put them kids on timeout and they come back, they be just as bad as they was before you put them on there. So when you don't punish your disobedience, you just put it on timeout until you get the next booty call at 4 a.m. in the morning. This grown folk in here. And when the phone rang, I take it off timeout. Y'all hear me? Okay, I hope you do. No one, if we want to experience true freedom, we need to put this stuff on punishment. See, I remember when my kids used to act up, I would take their phone, I took PlayStations, we took doors off the hinges. See, because your stronghold need to know you ain't playing. Them thoughts need to know you ain't playing. Boy, I ain't playing. Listen, I'm going to let you know this going to hurt you. Me more than it hurt you. But you going to get hurt today because I'm about to put you on punishment. Put disobedience on punishment. You got to let it know I ain't playing with you. Yeah. I heard what you said, but I ain't playing with you. I done grabbed you. I done pulled you down. I done cast you down, and I done brought you into captivity. Why? Because I need mental clarity, because I have mental freedom. I ain't about to deal with this no more. I ain't trying to change you. I'm changing me. You can argue all you want. I'm just, praise God, hallelujah. Because I'm going to preserve my peace. Somebody say, preserve your peace. Preserve your peace. It don't matter what you got to do. If you got to pray, and you got to pray all night, pray all night. If you got to pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. If you got to fast, then fast. If you got to detox, then detox. Some stuff just got to be sweat all the way out. Sometimes you just got to go in a room and just let it go all the way through. Because the thing dealing with your mind is just like heroin dealing with your body. It don't want to go nowhere. It want another fix. It wants you to cuss somebody else out. It wants you to get mad at somebody else about something else. Come on now. Your mind wants you to get on automatic pilot. You know, the devil don't even be messing with us. You know what he do? He throw a thought at you, and then he let you be you. They be over there talking about, oh, I'm about to get him. I'm about to get him. You go over there and get him that thought, and there they go, automatic pilot. Aren't you tired of you being you? Let you be like God. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I'm looking for fruit. Galatians 5 and 1. Who are we closing? We're closing. Y'all ready? Galatians 5 and 1 in the New King James Version. It says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So in other words, some of us are caught up in some entanglements. I'm entangled with a little bit of this. I'm entangled with a little bit of that. But if God has, thank you, Pastor, God freed you, stay free. Ain't no being free one day, and then you ain't free the next day. And then you're free one day, and then you ain't free the next day. And then you're free for about 3 weeks. And then the residue that we never dealt with, we just suppressed. We put it down. We went and told everybody God done delivered me. But you know how you know God done delivered you? When that thing that drove you crazy don't drive you crazy no more. When that thing that made you act a fool before don't make you act a fool no more. We're in covenant but God, but sleeping with the devil. That's what an entanglement is. Yeah. I'm in covenant with God, but I'm sleeping with the devil. I can't shake him. Because every time I come over here with God, you know what coming over here with God is? Going to church on Sunday. Leaving church. Going straight to the devil house. They got quiet real quick. When God delivers you, no matter what means he uses to deliver you, stay delivered. If he uses a counselor, stay delivered. If he uses the man of God, stay delivered. If he uses the word of God, stay delivered. See, the anointing destroys the yoke, but it only removes the burden. See, remove means that it was there before. And what we keep doing is that the anointing has destroyed the yoke, but the residue is the burden. And what happens is we keep. Then next thing you know, we go through, we pray all night and we fast and it's removed. Remove means moved again.
That's right. That's exactly what it means.
The anointing destroyed the yoke. But the residue is up to me to keep the residue from coming back. Do y'all hear what I'm telling you? When God blesses you, stay blessed. Pull down every stronghold with the word of God. Pull down every stronghold with the truth. Because truth trumps reality. The truth is, come on, I need to let you know what the truth is. The truth is the truth and the truth can't lie. Reality is temporary, but the truth is eternal. Reality says that I'm sick, but the truth says I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. That's the truth, baby. And the truth is the truth, and the truth can't lie. Reality says you broke, but the truth says he gives me all things richly to enjoy. The truth says my God shall supply all my need. See, the truth says I am the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. The truth says I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. See, that's the truth. Come on, somebody say that's the truth. The truth is I'm more than a conqueror. The truth is I'm victorious. The truth, come on somebody. The truth is I am an overcomer. That's the truth. The truth is I am set free. So when you know the truth, eventually the truth becomes your reality. This gives me mental clarity to know that the truth is eternal. And God can't lie. He said, if I said it, will I not make it come to pass? Do you hear me? So if God says you're healed, stop wrestling in your mind about your healing. That's why the scripture tells us to be renewed by the spirit of our mind. Watch this, and then become a living sacrifice. You know what that means? That's an oxymoron thing. That's one of them things. You're alive and dead at the same time. Present yourself a living. You're alive. Sacrifice is dead. Paul said, I pick up my cross daily. Why? Because the place of the cross is the place of death. Can I tell you, some things got to die in you. That old thinking has to die in you. That old thing that you was trained to do has to die in you so that you can be the best you that you could be. And you can't be the best you that you could be with residue on you. Do you hear me in this house? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the altar tonight. And I'm going to open up the altar tonight to all those who say, you know what? I'm dealing with residue. I'm dealing with, I've been chained. The chains done trained me, and I want to break some things off of my life. I want to break the res. I want this residue to come up off of my life. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of thinking the way that I'm thinking. I'm tired of acting the way that I'm acting. I'm tired of doing the things that I'm doing. And tonight, I want to step forth but in faith and get that thing broken off of me. I'm tired. Listen, tonight is tonight that, whoo, I'm telling you, there's an anointing in this place right now. Whenever the word of God goes forth like that, there's an anointing. And there's an anointing in here to break every chain. There's an anointing in here tonight that's going to relieve every residue, everything that's had you tied up, everything that's had you tangled up, everything that's had you trapped. Some people have been living in a trap house.
Yes, sir.
But tonight is your night of freedom. Come on, if that's you, then come on up. I know it's late. I know it's late, but you need to be delivered. I know it's late, but you need to be healed. I know it's late, but if you leave out of here with that residue on you tonight, come on, lift your hands. You just begin to pray to God. Let God know, Father, this is what I'm dealing with. You just pray within your own. Father, this is what I'm dealing with. Come on, can we get some altar workers up here? This is what I'm dealing with tonight. And God, tonight is the night that it leaves me. Tonight is the last night that I deal with what's been dealing with me. Tonight is the last night that the stronghold has my mind. Tonight is the last night that I wrestle with myself. Tonight is the last night that I let the memory of that thing hold me hostage. Come on, tonight is the last night. Can I get some preachers up here to help us pray? Tonight is the last night. No longer shall I be in bondage. No longer shall I be in chains. I'm going to leave here with mental clarity. I'm going to leave here in freedom. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I declare that God is setting you free tonight. I declare that the Spirit of God is moving, that the power of God is loosing. I declare tonight that God's going to deal with what's been dealing with you.